Well, it's hard to believe spring is almost over. It's like we didn't have it at all this year. And the surest sign of summer is the approach of the Cincy Fringe Festival that recently announced its 2018 lineup. And joining me in the studio is Fringe producer Chris Wesselman. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Of course, the Fringe Festival is full of so many different things, and we've got so much to talk about. Let's start off with what's new.
Absolutely, yes. So the first thing I'll talk about that's new is something that's old and new again. This year marks the return of our Film Fringe programming, and that is only made possible by the fantastic partnership we have with Mini Micro Cinema over on Main Street. And so now we're partnering with them to host all of the Film Fringe screenings. We have 5 nights of programming, and one of those Film Fringe screenings is from a familiar Cincy Fringe artist, Kevin Thornton, who has a new work that he's going to be workshopping here at the festival so we can submit it to some other film festivals. So we're really excited to have him. And we're really just excited in general to once again involve the weird and the wild in the world of celluloid with the Fringe Festival.
Now, of course, the big thing that a lot of people are going to be looking forward to is the live performances. How many and how many venues this year?
So this year we have over 250 performances, which is by and far a record. And that's because this year we've expanded the maximum number of performances that shows can have, which in turn means that patrons have more chances to see all the shows that they want to. And we're really excited about that. And so all those performances are going to take place in 13 distinct venues across Over the Rhine. They're all within the Over the Rhine neighborhood. And they range from Memorial Hall, which will be in their studio space downstairs, to No Theater's main stage on Jackson Street, to studios at the Art Academy, church basements, you name it. We've probably turned it into a Fringe venue in the past.
And audiences are very excited about the opportunity to see some of their local favorites doing something completely different than what they're used to.
That's right. Yeah. Fringe is really the time for groups locally and the ones we have visiting to really experiment with things. And, you know, at the heart of Fringe, that's what it's about. It's about giving artists the opportunity to do what they want. That's the beauty of it.
So are we going to be seeing some artists who have been doing the Fringe circuit?
Absolutely. A lot of the visiting artists we have tend to go to a lot of Fringe festivals, and actually the Orlando Fringe Festival ends right as our Fringe begins, so we tend to see a lot of artists who are coming straight up from Florida to pop into Cincinnati to do that. Half of this year's primary lineup, 18 of 35 productions, are from visiting shows, and of those 18, I believe 12 of them are brand new to our festival. So yeah, we always try and keep a really nice balance of the familiar and unfamiliar and local and out of town. And this year, I think we've really hit a sweet spot with the representation there.
For someone who has not been to Cincy Fringe, what is the variety of programming that they'll be able to see?
We really pride the festival on being accessible to anyone. And especially this year, we've kind of really been focusing on making sure that that includes family-friendly programming. You know, Fringe kind of has this reputation of being edgy. And yes, there are times we don't have any censorship or anything. You know, like I said, we let these shows do what they want. And when you let people do what they want, sometimes things get a little weird and naughty. But we also are super excited at the amount of programming we're offering this year that parents can feel absolutely comfortable bringing their kids to, and that's in our primary lineup. And we also have 2 free family-friendly productions available for folks to see this year, and one of those is from Madcap Puppets, who we're really excited about welcoming into the fold.
Fringe is more than performance. Fringe is also a very social phenomenon.
That's right. Yeah, it's not only a time for masses of people to get together and watch a lot of live performance and a lot of theater and enjoy art. But it's also a great opportunity for everyone to come together and just share their experiences and have conversations and forge new artistic relationships. And that's one of the things we're always excited to see come out of the festival. But yeah, but a lot of that community aspect and a lot of that revelry happens at the Fringe Bar Series down at No Theater, which serves as Fringe headquarters.
And that's sort of a social and performance and fun time mix of activities.
That's right. Yeah. Every Fringe Bar Series starts off with the Channel Fringe Hard-Hitting Action News Update, which is our little sort of infotaining way of keeping everyone in the know about what's going on at the festival, what shows sold out, things like that. And then every night we have special themes and events. Sometimes we have dance parties and sometimes we have food brought in. But for the most part, each night we try and keep a good chunk of time for just everyone to have a good time with each other. We'll throw on some music. Everyone can go to the bar, grab a drink, and just talk. because that's really one of the great things about this festival is when you bring all those people together, all the artists, all the staff, when you bring everyone from near and far, it creates this wonderful melting pot of creativity and humanity that's just as exciting to witness and be a part of as any of the productions.
Now, in the past, you've also done some programming during Fringe for Fringe development. You've worked with having high school student Fringe section. You've actually had some workshopping of new productions. Anything like that going on this year?
Yes, our Fringe development programming is always very exciting because we essentially take advantage of the critical mass of creativity that's at Fringe by, like you said, workshopping productions. We also have some master classes available for artists and the general public led by artists from festival productions. And this year, we actually have two Fringe development shows. Local playwright Tracy Hoyda has a production that she'll be workshopping for a performance during the festival. And then the other one is Richard Hess from CCM is leading a group of students. They are preparing to take a show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the mother of all Fringe festivals, this August. So they'll be doing a small run at Cincy Fringe this year to prepare.
Any special events?
Yes, there are lots of special events this year. It's the 15th anniversary, so we have a few extra things on board. But I'll run through a few things real quick. We're going to have an inflatable igloo next to the lot at No Theater. That's going to be pretty cool. Four Humors from Minneapolis, who is a group who used to do Cincy Fringe all the time, is coming back with their original show. We have our usual performances from OTR Improv, who's doing an If Cincy preview. So that's also going to involve other local improv groups like Improv Cincinnati. And then OTR Improv's Comedy Sports is a special show. Oh my God, Jim, I can't list them all.
Well, for anyone coming to attend the Fringe, what pieces of advice can you give to get the most out of it?
Try and carve out a chunk of time. Now, it's not impossible to just come in, see a show, get a taste, and head out. But if you really want that Fringe experience, you really have to carve out a good chunk, an entire evening, to go see a show or two and then come back for bar series. Weekends are great for that. Fringe isn't just a thing that you can sample. You really have to kind of dive into it to really get the full experience. But that's what's exciting about it, is that you kind of get to immerse yourself and it becomes a thing. And, you end up being one of the people who takes vacation time off for Fringe, which we have plenty of people who do that. It is a vacation for them. And that's really exciting.
Now, of course, Fringe doesn't just happen.
No.
So Fringe is always on the lookout for volunteers.
Absolutely. And we reward them, of course, with some free tickets to shows. And also the first 100 unique volunteers who sign up get a brand new Cincy Fringe volunteer shirt. And then if you're past that 100, you get one of our older volunteer shirts.
Classics.
Classics. Yes. Thank you. Retro volunteer shirts. All your friends will be jealous, I promise.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Chris Wesselman, the producer of Cincy Fringe.
Thanks, Jim.
That's the 15th anniversary Cincy Fringe Festival, running May 29th through June the 10th. For more information on the festival, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.